Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and we're going to travel over to Montevideo this morning to CCM Health, and we're going to visit with Ashley Jervy. Ashley, no, correct me if I'm wrong, Ashley. Ashley, you are an advanced practice registered nurse, is that correct?
Yep, advanced practice registered nurse, family nurse practitioner.
Okay, and how long have you been working at CCM Health?
I've been here at CCM Health for about 5 years now, doing mostly primary care.
Okay. Yeah, well, thanks for joining us on Wellness Wednesday this morning. Introduce yourself to our listeners. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Ashley.
Sure. Like I said, I'm a family nurse practitioner at CCM Health. I currently live in the Montevideo area and was born and raised here. I'm married to my husband, Jeff. We've got two kids and two dogs. My daughter is almost 4, and my son is 15 months.
Oh.
We've also got a chocolate lab and a German Shepherd. I went to school at Mount Marty University out in Yankton, South Dakota, where I got my nurse practitioner degree. And even though I've been doing primary care, I've just been always really passionate about women's health. So I've teamed up with Dr. Baker, our obstetrician gynecologist, assisting in her women's health practice in the clinic. Mm-hmm. As we all know, specialty care in a rural area can be kind of challenging, so we're very fortunate to have Dr. Baker here in our community. And by helping in her practice, I can help increase access to care. We can see more patients. We can get them seen sooner. So how this would look is, you know, maybe the patient would see me for their first visit, and then see Dr. Baker for their next appointment, or vice versa. And we really, Dr. Baker and I, can really provide a wide range of women's health services, and we can see a lot of different age groups, mostly starting from the adolescent years all the way on up through the postmenopausal years.
So you grew up in Montevideo, graduated from Montevideo High School?
Yep, in 2009.
Okay, good. It's always good when people graduate from their local high school that they come back and raise a family and stuff, so that's nice. So what are we going to talk about this morning, Ashley? What did you want to talk about?
Yeah, so we can just kind of go through some of the services that Dr. Baker and I can offer in the clinic. Birth control and reproductive health are common discussions we have with our patients. We can use birth control for a lot of different reasons. Whether that be prevention of pregnancy, it can help improve acne, make periods lighter, less painful. They can make them more regular. We work with the patient to figure out what method works best for them, whether it's natural family planning, birth control pills, patches, rings, implants, intrauterine devices, and again, just meeting them where they're at. We see a lot of abnormal uterine bleeding and pelvic pain. This really can occur in any age group from the teenage years all the way up through the postmenopausal years, whether that's irregular, heavy, painful bleeding, bleeding after the patient has gone through menopause, lots of different reasons that patients can experience these bleeding changes. Sometimes it's related to hormonal imbalances, non-cancerous uterine growths like fibroids or polyps. There are conditions called endometriosis or adenomyosis where there's abnormal growth of the cells either within the uterus or outside the uterus. And pregnancy, infection, ovarian cysts, cancer, overgrowth of the lining of the uterus. Like I said, lots of different possible causes. So we often do labs and pelvic ultrasounds to help figure out the cause of the bleeding, so we make sure we're giving the patient the right treatment. Mm-hmm. Endometriosis is another one of the more common conditions we see. It can be a painful condition where, like I said, the tissue similar to the lining of the uterus can grow outside of the uterus where it doesn't belong. The patient can have severe pelvic pain, painful or heavy bleeding, pain with intercourse, or even difficulty getting pregnant. there are some medications available to the patients that can help improve their endometriosis symptoms. Sometimes Dr. Baker does a surgical procedure called a hysteroscopy and a laparoscopy, and that's done in the operating room when the patient is asleep under anesthesia. And she takes a scope and can look inside the uterus and the pelvis and clean out some of those endometriosis lesions, and in turn, that helps improve the patient's symptoms.
Okay.
Pap smear management. A pap smear is a test performed during a pelvic exam that can look at cells from the cervix for abnormal changes or cancer. And these are offered to patients starting at age 21. If changes are noted on the pap smear, this might mean we need to repeat the test sooner, or sometimes other procedures like colposcopies or leap procedures are the best management for that. Menopause is a transition that women go through that marks the end to their reproductive years. The average age women go through menopause in the United States is 51. And perimenopause is actually the time leading up to this. And sometimes women might notice changes to their menstrual cycles. Other menopausal symptoms might be hot flashes, night sweats, vaginal dryness, mood changes, joint aches, sleep problems, feeling low energy, brain fog, or trouble concentrating. And every woman really experiences different menopausal symptoms. So there are a lot of different treatment options that we can offer them. And they really do range from non-hormonal options to hormonal options to surgical options. So lots of stuff we can offer each individual patient.
Okay.
Vulvar and vaginal issues is really a broad category, and it can include so many different things, whether this be sores or lesions, itching, infection, pain. Sometimes they're from simple causes like just skin inflammation all the way to precancerous or cancerous changes. Pelvic organ prolapse, that's where one of the pelvic organs, like the bladder, the uterus, or the rectum, descends downward from their normal positions into the vaginal area, and it can be quite uncomfortable for these patients. Treatment for this can include both non-surgical options with a vaginal insert called a pessary, or even surgical procedures where we take the uterus out, and that's called a hysterectomy. The pessaries are a really nice non-surgical option. It's a vaginal ring-shaped device that's inserted in the office. We don't need to do any sort of anesthesia. And it works by supporting those pelvic organs and in turn improves the patient's discomfort.
Okay. Well, Ashley, that's a wealth of information there concerning women's health and some good services that you provide at CCM Health. So, did you touch on everything?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we can provide a lot more services than what I talked about.
Right.
Those are more centered on, you know, what we can offer patients in the clinic. But there's a lot more information on our website at ccmhealthmn.com, or the patient can call our line at 320-269-8877.
Okay. Ashley, I ask everyone this, what do you like about working at CCM Health?
I feel like we have such a great team here, you know, all the departments. They're not only friendly people, but they really do work to get patients seen and give the best care.
Yeah, well, thank you, Ashley, for filling us in here this morning on Wellness Wednesday. A lot of good information there. And like I said, if people want to talk to you more about this, or how can they contact you or concerning women's health?
Oh, yes. They can get a referral from their primary provider. If they don't have a primary provider, they can certainly call our main line at 320-269-8877, and they can be directed from there.
Okay. All right, Ashley. Thank you, and thanks for coming on Wellness Wednesday this morning.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Yep. That's Ashley Jervy, Advanced Practice Registered Nurse at CCM Health. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.